struggle for power. But as the 12 tribes of Israel leave the wilderness, their daily trust and reliance on the Creator fades, even as He delivers the promised land of Abraham into their hands. Following the direction of those claiming to speak for the Creator, like Moses, who was not allowed to enter the land because he interpreted the Creator's command in his own way, the people return to the violent ways of civilization as they are seduced into living like the nations around them once again. This leads the people into continual wars with their neighbors, and eventually they demand a human ruler that will take them into battle. The Creator reluctantly lets them have their way. He allows them to reject Him as their ruler and choose a human ruler, Saul, knowing that in the end it will bring the slavery of civilization upon them. Around 1010 BC, the Creator intervenes to choose the ideal candidate to be the next ruler, a humble and lowly sheepherder named David. But power and wealth transform David's good heart, and he becomes a violent man who guiltily makes plans to build a temple in Jerusalem in order to expand his power over the 12 tribes and pin down the Creator's presence. Because of David's violent ways, the Creator refuses to let David build this temple. However, the Creator still mercifully promises to bring his true ruler from David's family line. Undeterred, David tries to make the temple project and the promise of the Creator a reality through his son, Solomon. Representing the height of worldly wisdom, Solomon kills his political opponents to get into power and then disobeys the Creator by accumulating wealth, creating a standing army, taking hundreds of wives, returning the people to the rule of Egypt through a marriage alliance, and building the temple as well as large food storehouses on the backs of slaves. In the midst of the great increase of wealth and power under Solomon, many of the people believe they are on a path of progress.